We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, and one of the hosts of our Game Plan show in Philadelphia here. 3-3, the Philadelphia Eagles, and we've talked throughout the season here, preseason, you know, all this different kind of feeling now that the Eagles have won two straight games, Brian?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it first of all, it's a good feeling. It's upbeat. It's positive. But I thought the way that they played in Tampa, I thought it was the best all-around game, Dave. And so when you can come into that locker room and you know that you played well and you put a team away and you did a lot of good things, from the game planning to the executing of it to the way they finished their drives, they finished the game, I mean, it does give you an air of confidence that we're an improving team. That's what you want to see. And, you know, when you start stacking wins together in this league, confidence grows, especially with a lot of young players.
Well, what was so good about the game plan? Tell me specifically what you liked that caught your eye.
Well, I mean, from the very first play, Dave, they knew that Darrell Reeves was going to try to match up with DeSean Jackson. So in the first play, they put DeSean in the backfield and then motioned him away. And from the first play, Reeves was very confused about what to do. The Bucs were, and they had a zone pressure on, but they were a little confused. The zone pressure went away from, you know, where they attacked. And all of a sudden, you get, you know, Shady McCoy out the back door with a screen play, you know, for over 40 yards. You're on the other side of the 50. And you could see the whole sideline of the Eagles was energized. That was one example of the way that they moved DeSean to take advantage of what they anticipated the Bucs to do.
When you watch Nick on film, is he seeing things a lot differently? Is it slowed down for him since last year?
Well, I think he's always saw the field really well. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, this offense, there's an outlet. I think he knows where to go with the ball. I think the plays are designed to beat whether they get man or whether they get zone. I thought the game plan was well, and I just thought that he saw the field exceptionally well. And then the thing that I've liked about Nick is on that shot right there to DeSean Jackson, I mean, you really have one shot at it, Dave. Like, you don't get a second chance if, you know, if the ball's high, if it's low. I mean, you get one shot to finish that play, and he's taking advantage of that, and he's making the exact throw that he's got to make.
You're a former offensive lineman, Brian. What have you seen from the group up front through the course of the season?
Well, I thought they played really well last week. I thought, you know, as a group, they played well together. They played well individually. That's a good front that they played. I mean, Gerald McCoy and Adrian Claiborne are high first-round draft picks, and, you know, they really – you really didn't call Gerald McCoy's number much. So I thought they played well together. They pressured a great deal. And so it tested your protection. Thought they took advantage of that. And Shady had a very good day because they were good up front. They didn't get a lot of what we'd call quick pressure. So they kept the line of scrimmage clean, allowed Shady to go have another good day.
How do you see Sunday, Brian?
Well, I think right now, I think Dallas's offense is very, very good. And they're going to be very tough to slow down, although the Redskins did a good job of slowing them down. You know, they lost their running back, DeMarco Murray. So this Joseph Randall, I mean, I just think he's a very pedestrian back. I don't think they're going to have – it's not like preparing for Doug Martin or some of the other guys that they've seen this year. So I think that's an advantage to them. I think defensively you have to take advantage of the fact that they have so many injuries right now. And you may not see DeMarcus Ware out there, you know. And so the guys that they have in there, you know, they're not quite the same. I think you have to take advantage of the fact that they have to do a lot of things, Dave, to mask the fact that they don't really have a pass rush. So, you know, if Maurice Claiborne is out there on the island right now, you got to beat man coverage. You're going to see a lot of it, and you're going to see a lot of combination coverages. And so I think they have to do their homework this week to see what the Cowboys are leaning to doing.
I guess my big thing here, Brian, is that how do you cover number 85? How do you cover Dez Bryant? I know it's the Eagles' offense against the defense. That's a big matchup. But for the Eagles' defense, when they're on the field, they've got to get some stops.
Well, they have to get stops. Look, Dez Bryant's going to get his touches. He might be the best X receiver in the league right now.
88, not 85.
88, yeah. So, I mean, they gave him 88 for a reason. You know, he's following the playmaker Michael Irvin, Drew Pearson. They gave him that number for a reason. They thought he was going to be a star, and he is. The big thing with Dez is you've got to tackle the catch. Mm-hmm. You can't let him finish the plays. You got to, when he catches it, you got to get him down to the ground. I mean, he's going to get his catches. You can't just let him do the damage after the catch.
A win here would be just enormous, wouldn't it? For the
unbelievable. I mean, you stacked a third win. It's at home. We haven't won at home, Dave. Over a year now. Yeah. So, I mean, you have to start establishing some home field supremacy here. Beating the Cowboys for first place would certainly go a long ways away to establishing that and kind of making all those other losses go away.
Yeah, two games in the NFC East back-to-back here. The Cowboys And then the Giants, both at home. It's right there for the Eagles.
It's right there.
You know, just to set a little separation.
This incentive is all there,
Dave. Yeah, and the schedule after that, well, we take a look at the Raiders and then the Eagles.
Dave, one game at a time. Don't look ahead.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing. I can do it. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.